Bezer Hashem, continuing Peleoyitz, discussion of Brachas, Mishnah 133, where the Peleoyitz tells us the Mailus Kabbalus Brachas Me'aniyim. There's a tremendous benefit to receive Brachas from Aniyim, from poor people. V'chein tzorich odom lishtadel v'kabal birchas Aniyim v'evyoinim. A person should try to make an effort. You should make an effort. You want to know, you want to get your bracha fulfilled? You find aniyim and ask them for a bracha. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech tells us, Ki shoymeya el evyonim Hashem. Who does Hashem listen to? He listens to the poor, the downtrodden. Now, at the same time, we don't want to make the person feel bad, as if to say, the reason as to why I'm asking you for bracha is because you are such a poor person. I know Hashem will listen to your bracha. No, that's obviously absurd. But the same way, if there's a poor person and you give them money, they say, you know, whether it's by Eretz Yisrael, or, you know, a person's asking for something, the person himself is poor. Don't hold yourself back from asking that person for a bracha. Shemeya elavyoinim Hashem. David HaMelech is telling us, you want Hashem to answer your brachas? Get your bracha from a poor person. He says further, Bishomer lecho shmur nashach ha-moid. Be very careful. Shiloi ligrim klolo la'atzmecha mitalmidei chachamim oy me'aniyim ve'avyoinim. Be very careful. Don't do something to upset talmidei chachamim. Don't do something to upset aniyim ve'avyoinim, the poor and the destitute. Because if chas v'shalom, someone in this category, a talmid chacham, an ani, an avyoin, will give a klala to a person, she'nishichosen nishichas shual, v'akitzosen akitzas akrof. Their bite is like the bite of a fox. And v'akitzosen, and their sting is like the sting of a scorpion. And Hashem says the pasuk in Mishlei, Hashem fights their battle. And therefore, a person has to be very careful to make sure he does not cause the Talmid Chacham to want to curse him. He does not cause the Ani, the Evyoin, any tsar, any pain, that the Ani and the Evyoin would curse the person. Now he addresses the Talmud Chacham, and he addresses the Ani, and he says, be very careful, don't do it. Don't use that power of your mouth to curse someone. And the Talmud Chacham and the Ani should not be the source of the tsaris because of the pain that that person caused you. The Gemara in Shabbos and other places as well, Shabbos Kufim Tesson Beis tells us that if someone is punished because of you, that person, that individual, who is the source of the punishment for that person, even if that person deserves it. If you are the source, says the Chazal, Hashem says, I don't want you in my house. You stay outside. A person like you, who can't forgive and forgo and say, I forgive you, you're not really welcomed by me, says Hashem. That's why it's very important when I go to sleep at night, even if somebody wronged you and embarrassed you and it's painful, and it doesn't mean that the pain's not there. It's extremely important to try to forgive that person. And I'm going to say something that sounds a little funny, but there are times in life you have to be selfish. And this is perhaps one of them. Do it for yourself. Be selfish for yourself. Forgive that person for yourself, because if you don't forgive that person, who's the one losing out? You're losing out. Just imagine the scene that should happen very soon in our days, that Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, and everyone's coming in, and the great band is playing the most beautiful music that we haven't ever heard in our life. And everyone's coming in. All of a sudden, there's a guard at the door. And the guard says, you have face recognition? Put your face recognition, put your face to the screen. And it says, no, there's an X. So he says, well, what do you mean there's an X? I'm a Yid. I'm coming in with everybody else. Another guard comes, you know, one of these like 6'8" guards. And he's standing there, says, sir, you can't come in. Ma'am, you can't. So, why can't I come in? What do you mean? Everyone's going into the big party of Hashem. And then on that same screen, it comes up that the person, someone else, was punished because of that individual, because he didn't forgive them. And then the Gemara in Shabbos starts playing. It says as follows, Shekol shechaveira inena shal yodoi. If your friend is punished because of you, and he did something wrong, and she did something wrong, and the Gemara says, you cannot come into the party of Hashem. Because that person was punished because of that individual who did not forgive them.
What does that mean, Gemara?
We'll tell you Gemara in a second. So this is extremely important rule, especially a fact, especially during this tekufa, this time period. We don't discuss politics here at First Seder. We have a 501c3 that we have to adhere to. And even after that, we don't discuss politics. But I just want to point something out. If the different divisions, don't you love it to say we don't, but they do, right? If the different divisions in Eretz Yisrael can get together because of what's going on now, we have to take a lesson from that. And it's ish echad. It's when we are all as one unit. And even if the person is 100% wrong, and the person parked his car, I always use that same example, but I'll use it again. And he parked his car over the white line at the parking in the shul, or in the shopping mall, you know, and then you had to park, the only spot available was so far away, and you're carrying your package, and you come out, you see that person, and you know who that person is. You're like, well, go, just be a mensch. Put back up the car and put it back in. And you're so upset, and then your hands are killing because you have to carry all this heavy seltzer in the water. And you know why? Because the person didn't put back the wagon either. He didn't put back the cart, so you're carrying everything on your shoulder, and you had that spot right next to the end of the store where it came out. Yes, that person also. And that same person who blows his nose and puts a pile of dirty tissues right on the table where you sit. It's utterly disgusting, and there's no excuse for it. That person also, we have to forgive. And these are little klein of mashalim. The people do much worse things than just that. Recently, as I mentioned in a different share, there was a whole story of black and white rechilus, just like the Chofetz Chaim writes about. This person said to that person, and said to this person, and as we spoke about yesterday, it sounds like a bunch of kids. They're kids, but their age is much older. They're acting like children. This one said about that one, and said about this one, exactly what the question, that's what question came to me. And the person wants to know, like, the attack was on the other individual. And I told the person, if you really want to know you came to me to understand who's at fault over here. I said, if you take a look in the mirror, you'll find the guilty party. That's what I told him. I didn't say those words, but that's where the guilty party was. He started the ball rolling in the wrong direction. And he heard it, and he accepted it. That's also chiddush, by the way. Do it for yourself. Forgive the other person for yourself.